WFIU reporter Douglas Wissing has returned from his second tour of duty, if you will, covering the efforts of the Indiana National Guard's Agribusiness Development Team, or ADT. Today, we begin a second installment of our series, Cultivating Afghanistan, with an update on the team's progress and some of the obstacles it now faces in a Taliban-controlled district.
Since June, the ADT has developed three dam-building projects in mountain villages. The Ag Extension agents the ADT trained are now teaching local farmers the techniques to improve crop yields and animal health. The ADT's rangeland management program will soon reseed now barren grazing land. The next wave of projects includes sustainable greenhouses and root cellars to extend both growing season and storage, vital in this impoverished, calorie-deficient region.
I had a busy summer, continued the development of our early initiatives in erosion control, in vocational educational training for the agricultural extension agents, and then continued on what we called the second wave of projects, and then we're now into beginning to set the conditions for our third wave of projects.
ADT Commander Colonel Brian Cope says that includes livestock. On the team's experimental farm, a herd of seven coddled Afghan goats live in an olive grove. Though three are pregnant, they are named after Snow White's seven dwarves. Cope says 10 cents of medicine administered to sick goats can go a long way.
The first thing our ag experts did was give them medicine to deworm them and detick them and just clean them up. Within 3 days, they had gained 13% body weight.
The ADT's progress has been difficult in this war zone, as security deteriorated in the summertime fighting season. In particular, the insurgents' IED bombs have disrupted road travel in critical parts of the province.
When it only takes, you know, $10 worth of homemade explosive to grind to a halt 25 vehicles and, you know, several million dollars worth of equipment and man hours, the balance of power sometimes is a little vexing.
A recent mission to Sabari, a district described as the reddest of the red, or completely Taliban-controlled, illustrates the complications of war zone development. Black Hawk helicopters flew the ADT into a fortified combat outpost to meet with village elders about farm assistance. But as Colonel Copes explains, another reality intruded.
We got there and found out that there had been an operation the night before. Two of the local nationals from one of the villages had been killed. And so, of course, the elders didn't want to come and talk agriculture. The elders from that particular village certainly wanted to come and protest the killings.
After the elders protested the killing of two men they insisted were innocent, they agreed to meet with the agribusiness development team. It was a short meeting. The ADT interpreter translated their message.
We are really don't need anything from you guys. No training, no nothing. In the daytime, you guys gave us something. In nighttime, the coalition forces is coming. They are killing some innocent people. That's why we are sad from the coalition forces. We don't want it to accept anything from the coalition forces.
Copes, who's been here for almost a year, finds the fluid situation sometimes makes it difficult to serve the Afghan people.
It was an odd set of circumstances, but I characterized it later, musing about Alice in Wonderland and through the looking glass, and simply said, the environment here just gets curiouser and curiouser.
In our next segment, a story about how even the best laid plans can put up walls, literally, between the ADT and the Afghans. For WFIU News, I'm Douglas Wissing.